Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. I'm willing you are having the most beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here. And today is going to be super quick and powerful, because I feel like what we very often don't realize is when we are trying to expand our abundance, when we are intending to create overflow, sometimes we get in the mundane and doing and doing and doing things, and then we forget that part of growing our abundance is growing our impact, growing our audience. And it's so easy to look at how other people are doing things. I want you to look at what is your own way. What is your way to grow things? What is your way to connect with people? What comes to you easily? Instead of looking at, you know, another marketing coach, Maddie, and another, you know, coach Crystal right there, look at what is your way, what comes to you easily. Something that I really teach my one-on-one clients is to uncover and really own their own gifts. So look at what comes to you easily. Is it talking? Is it being on camera? Is it writing? What brings you joy? What can you do? And you just lose yourself in that activity. I know that, for example, when I am taking showers, I love writing. I have my shower notes there. That's when I create my business ideas, my programs, where I have my downloads, when I have the most exciting next things to do. For me, it's really writing. I also learn to express myself on a video. It took me years. I used to be terrible. When I look back at my Facebook, my videos, I'm horrified. And I learned to own it. Now it's fun for me. That's why I love doing podcasts and Instagram. Those are my two favorite ways how I grow, because on Instagram and on my podcast, I'm using the two things that really come to me easily. I love talking and I love being on camera now these days. And then when I'm by myself to get insights, to get downloads, I write. But it's not anymore like these super long, you know, writings. It helps me really to express myself through these two modalities. So ask yourself, what comes to you easily? What could you do without a blinking? And do more of that to grow your audience. Choose a platform that you can use these gifts and really see how people are attracted to you, because you're staying in your own way. So stop doing things how everybody else is doing them and start really creating your own way of growing your business, of using your gifts, because people can really feel the energy behind everything we are doing. So I'm really excited to hear, what is your favorite way to grow yourself, to grow your platforms, and what platforms you're using the most? Like I said, for me, it's really podcast and Instagram. I'm willing you're following me there at Petya Kolibova. If not, let's chat there. And you can share with me there too. Just tag me on the stories. Tag me, what is your biggest takeaway? And please remember, when you take the few seconds to leave a review on iTunes, how you feel about this podcast, what are the takeaways, more women, more people can find it so they can create overflow and abundance in their life. So thank you so much again for being here, and I'll see you on the next one. My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.